Real excited to bring in our next guest as we go to the phone lines. Brian Roth, the voice of the Colorado State Rams, as Arkansas is going to be taking on the Rams there in Colorado this weekend. Brian, really appreciate you joining us. How are you doing this morning, man?
Yeah, I'm doing good, guys. Thanks for having me on. Did I just hear you say that you guys have been up 2 hours already?
That's right, man. That's right. We're early birds over here.
Well, that's right. That's right. Well, it's 7 a.m. here in Fort Collins, so yeah, it's... You guys are doing it right. Congratulations.
Well, appreciate it.
I don't know if right's the right word, but we're doing something.
Yeah, we're trying at least over here. We're trying to, but appreciate it, Brian. And, you know, this is a big game, at least for the Arkansas perspective, of just playing on the road in a place that they're not familiar with, especially this game didn't really exist until Michigan canceled the series on Arkansas, and then they have this home-and-home with Colorado State. Just from what you've done your research on, and what do you think about this matchup between these two teams, and how excited are the people of Colorado State to be playing an SEC team in their home stadium?
Well, if you would have asked Colorado State Rams fans how excited they were to have Arkansas coming in about 2 weeks ago, they'd say very excited. This is great. I mean, how can you beat an SEC team coming in to Fort Collins? But after the last 2 weeks and the way Colorado State has performed out of the gate during the 2018 season, I'm not so sure Ram fans are excited to see Arkansas come in, just from the standpoint that, well, they got blasted by Colorado last week, and then Arkansas comes in, who's probably just as good as Colorado. And they're a little tentative because they're concerned about the outcome. But football aside, it is great to get an SEC team into Fort Collins. And, you know, there's a brand-new stadium here at Fort Collins. The stadium for the last 50 years has been 3 miles off campus. They brought it back to campus last year. And it's a beautiful facility, 41,000 seats in the stadium. And you know what? To get an SEC team in here to help showcase this stadium is one of the reasons why they built it.
Talk about or tell us about KJ Carter-Samuels and his play through the first couple of games, over 700 yards of passing, but yet to lead to a victory for the Rams.
Well, KJ Carter-Samuels is not the problem for Colorado State. The defense for Colorado State has been the problem for the first 2 weeks. But, yeah, it's an interesting story. You know, Colorado State had a built-in starter coming into spring ball last March. It was a kid named Colin Hill out of South Carolina. And as you guys know, Mike Bobo was former quarterback and offensive coach and offensive coordinator at Georgia. Well, Mike was recruiting Colin Hill to go to Georgia. Then he got the Colorado State job, and so he brought this four-star recruit with him to Fort Collins and sat a couple years and was ready to be the starter, and then tore his ACL in March. And all of a sudden, CSU was without a quarterback. So they had to go to the grad transfer market, and that's where they picked up K.J. Carter-Samuels, the kid that had been at Washington the last 4 years behind Jake Browning, decided to transfer as a graduate, was going to go to UCLA until Colin Hill tore his ACL, and so Mike Bobo got on the phone and convinced K.J. Carter-Samuels not to go to UCLA and to come to Colorado State for his 1 year of eligibility. And so far, KJ's been very good. You know, he's a tough, tough kid. He took some shots last week against Colorado. I just stood in the pocket, delivered the football where it needs to be delivered. But, you know, he's got to have a little bit more around him. And this offense needs a bit of a defense to back them up as well. But KJ Carter-Samuels has been very good. And for a guy who really hadn't played much, he only threw 47 career passes in his 4 years there at Washington. He's come in and has played admirably.
Speaking with Brian Roth, the play-by-play voice of the Colorado State Rams right now in the Morning Rush. Brian, you mentioned the defense. I'm looking at the numbers here, and trust me, here in Arkansas, we've known about bad defenses the past two seasons, but 606 yards on average given up, the point total, 44 points a game. I mean, you got two games, so it's kind of interesting to see, but what's been the issue there on the defensive side of the ball? Because it seems like that's something that Arkansas can take advantage of, given that they have an offense capable of doing so.
Right. Well, this is the Colorado State team last year, guys, and I know folks in Arkansas don't follow Colorado State, but it was the Colorado State last year that went 7-6, okay? But probably we're closer to about a 10-3 team. The defense lost at least two, possibly three games. I mean, they gave up a 14-point lead with 3 minutes to go against Boise State last year and lost on their home turf, and then the defense couldn't make critical stops. So Mike Bobo cleared out the entire defensive coaching staff, and they brought in a brand new coaching staff, including a new defensive coordinator, a guy named John Jancic. Now, he's familiar with the SEC. He was the defensive consultant at Kentucky last year. Before that, defensive coordinator at Tennessee. And so you have a new defensive coaching staff and a new scheme in there. And Ram fans were hoping that was going to make a bit of a difference. Well, it's I don't know if you want to call them growing pains over the last 2 years or what, or the last two games or what, but the defense has not been very good. Now, Hawaii came in 0 week 2 weeks ago with a brand new offense running the run and shoot. Remember those Hawaii teams from the late 2000s with you know, some of their guys? Colorado State didn't have an answer for the run and shoot. Last week, Colorado, who I think is going to be pretty good, came in and went up-tempo on Colorado State, which I know Arkansas is going to do as well coming up on Saturday, but CSU just had no answers and just really too much space on the field, and Colorado used their good athletes to take advantage of that. So that's kind of been what Colorado State's been talking about today. Hey, listen, we have got to limit space. We have got to get off blocks, because if you give a team like Colorado and if you give a team like Arkansas on Saturday night space for some of their athletes to go out there and make plays, Colorado State's going to be in trouble. So it was a bad defense last year, guys. We thought maybe it would improve here this season with the new coaching staff, but through two games, it has not.
Speaking of coaching, how is head coach Mike Bobo's health? I know he missed some time, was away from the team a few weeks ago. How is he doing?
He's doing okay, and I have to believe that his health issues have played into the fact that Colorado State has come out and played as too poorly of games as they have played, in my mind, in the last 2 years. And, you know, for a head football coach, and you know how autonomous head football coaches are, right? I mean, clearly they run the program. Nothing gets done in the program without them. And Mike Bobo, for 10 days, was hospitalized during fall camp. He was watching some practice videos in his hospital room, but when you're hospitalized as a head coach and you're not around your team for 10 days, a fall camp is trying to prepare him for the season. It's not a good situation from a football standpoint, but from a personal standpoint, it's not a good situation either. And Mike's a great guy, and I was with him last night doing our radio show, and he has no feeling in either one of his feet. And think about that. Mm. Not only that, he has shooting pains that go up from the bottom of his feet and run up his legs to his knee just randomly. You'll sit with him and he'll just wince all of a sudden, just for no reason. And it's these phantom pains that are in his legs. He's not doing good. And, you know, he's fighting through it, and they're still trying to figure out how to treat it. And they think he's going to get the feeling back in the bottom of his feet. But you watch him walk around. And he was on the sideline last week against Colorado for the first time this year. Against Hawaiian 0 week 2 weeks ago, he was up in the booth. But you watch him walk around, and Mike's 44, and again, a former quarterback at Georgia, was a good athlete back in his day. He's 44, but he looks like he's about 84 walking around. He was walking with a cane for a week or two, and now he's off the cane. But it's a concern, really, first and foremost, guys, from a personal standpoint. You know, as a husband, a dad, a son. I mean, it's not a good situation. We just hope that it clears up sooner than later.
Now, another thing, Brian, that's intense stuff.
That's real life stuff there. You can't feel your feet. That's,
yeah.
I mean, you know, and you're worried about coaching a football team. I mean, you're worried about, you know, getting around on the sideline. Makes you, wow. I mean, and then you got Arkansas and Florida on your schedule in the next 2 weeks. Wow.
And your team has really underperformed through the first 2 weeks. And it's just, you know, I asked Mike how he was doing on Monday when I saw him at the facility. He said, Brian, that was one of the worst weekends I think I've ever had. So, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, it has been kind of a confluence of events for Mike from a football standpoint and a personal standpoint. And he's a good guy, and he's wonderful to work with. He's done a great job recruiting. I think he's done a good job here at Colorado State, but this certainly has not been good for anybody.
Yeah, it's been tough stuff, and I'm sure that there's a lot of people thinking about Coach Bobo and all the things that he's gone through as well. I know he's well-respected in the coaching circles, that is for sure. Well, Brian, before we let you get out of here, just looking at the outlook of the game, obviously you've seen a little bit from Arkansas. You know what they're going to try to do. You've seen plenty of Colorado State. What do you think happens in this game? How does it flow? How does it go? Just your overall thoughts and opinions on it.
Well, again, not knowing Arkansas too much, and I had a chance to watch a little of their game, saw the highlights, obviously, have gone over the notes and whatnot. But, you know, from an offensive standpoint, Colorado State's going to have to limit those explosive plays. And obviously, you guys have a ton of athletes, a couple of quarterbacks that are more than capable of throwing the football downfield. And CSU's going to have to limit the big plays. Now, I know Arkansas did not run the football very well against Eastern Illinois on Saturday, and Colorado State's just been gashed against the run the last 2 weeks. So if somehow, some way they can, you know, put up at least a decent fight in the run game, not give up a lot of big plays, they may be okay defensively. When I say okay, I mean we're talking, you know, maybe able to hold Arkansas to 28-31-ish around there. If they do that, I think Colorado State could have a fighting chance. But offensively, they will have to not turn the football over. And obviously, that's something that Arkansas did very well last week. So if CSU can not give up the big plays, and if they can come out and not turn the football over offensively. Listen, I thought at the beginning of the year this would be a Colorado State team that was going to be a solid football team that was going to go back to a bowl game. They have not proved that through the first two games. But if they can kind of put it all together here in game three, we could get an entertaining game here in Fort Collins on Saturday night.
Sure, that's what a lot of people are hoping for, and I know Razorback fans are hoping that they get out of there with a victory. Still a lot of unknowns in this game, but should make for a great matchup. Brian Roth, play-by-play voice of the Colorado State Rams. Really appreciate you joining us, Brian. Good luck this weekend on the call, and good luck to the Rams the rest of the way.
All right. Thanks for having me on, guys.